Hey, Scott, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing all right, Alex.
All right, we are a month out from NGW Never Ain Winter.
It just seems like it gets closer and closer. You know, we're going to be there before you know it.
Yep, and every week we keep getting another match announcement, don't we?
Yep,
this week we was announced that we're going to have Dur Kothar versus CW Graves for the Chaotic Championship at Endless Winter.
Yep.
And CW Graves won that championship after defeating Sid Holland and breaking his undefeated streak.
Yep. I mean, that's going to be a great match. I mean, it seems like every week we keep stacking that card more and more, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we've also got TNT returning and they're going to be facing the Fam, and the Fam is going to be hoping to recapture their tag team championships. And we also have our guest from last week, Playboy. It's going to be going against Ricky Cruz in a Fans Bring the Weapons match, and PYT is going to be locked up during this match. And also, we have, of course, our guest tonight, Mickey Myers versus Dexter Roswell for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
I mean, Halbert said he was going to pick somebody for Dexter Roswell, and man, he picked somebody for him.
Yes, yes, he did. Oh, and we got the sponsor for that match and helped us secure Mickey Myers Ringside Rivalries.
Yep.
In the chat this evening. Everybody make sure that you communicate in the chat with us, because we randomly select one of our live viewers to have the possibility of winning a prize. So make sure you're commenting down below. And I want to thank you very much for joining us tonight. And we also want to thank our wonderful sponsors, Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois, Nick's Home Decor, Needful Things Boutique in Muskoda, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, and Laser Monkey Engraving. Well, Scott, you know, like you said, Halbert promised an absolute top-tier competitor to go against Dexter. And you know what? I have to agree with what he said in being an absolute top-tier competitor. He's teamed up with Ringside Rivalries, and my goodness.
Yeah. I don't like to give Halbert credit very often, but I am impressed with this pick.
I mean, look at the absolute accomplishments that Mickey Myers has. He has wrestled for AEW. He has shared in the ring with Ortiz, Kongo Kong, Rob Conway, Ruby Soho, and Zaya Morey. He has attended seminars and training by legends like QT Marshall and Bret Hart, Ricky Morton.
I mean, yeah,
he's traveled and wrestled internationally in Mexico and the United Kingdom. This is just an absolutely astounding list of accomplishments. And he's coming to NGW.
Yep.
And he's going to be trying to take Dexter's hard-earned NGW Heavyweight Championship away. Dexter, so far, has only had a single defense of the title after he won it in a three-way match.
Yep.
I mean, this is just, I cannot wait to see this match. And you know what? I can't wait to bring Mickey on. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mickey Myers. Mr. Myers, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing okay, but I just heard you say that I'm trying to take his championship. No, buddy, I'm sorry, but I'm coming to take his championship. There's no try to it.
I mean, I don't doubt that you are, as I said, an absolute top-tier world travel competitor.
Exactly. You have get it right, because you said I had an outstanding list of accomplishments. Well, I'm going to add that title as one more accomplishment.
And you're no stranger to holding championships. Right now, I understand that you are the current Destination 6 Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion.
I see somebody did their homework.
And you are also the WHO United States title champion.
Correct.
So you're currently holding two titles and you're looking to hold a third. And our fans have seen somebody Well, we've seen a team, TNT, come in, and their first night in NGW, they claim the NGW Tag Team Championship. So it's not unheard of for somebody's first night in New Genesis Wrestling for them to leave carrying the gold.
I just got one message for Dexter Roswell. I hope you pack your lunch and your work boots because it's going to be an all-day event.
I
hope you're ready,
kid. I don't. You know, speaking of Dexter, I'm not sure if you saw it today, but he actually made a post on Facebook earlier today addressing Jason Halbert and yourself. I'll read that here. Jason Halbert, you can bring whoever you want to face me for my New Genesis Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, but the result will always be the same. Me walking out with the title around my waist. Now, I have been on shows with Mickey Midas, and I know how skilled of an athlete that he is. Yet, we have never fought against each other, let alone for a heavyweight championship. Don't take me lightly, Mickey, because I don't take anyone lightly. I look forward to seeing you in the ring at Endless Winter. This is sure to be a good one you won't want to miss.
I can tell you.
How do you feel about that from Dexter?
I can tell you that the feeling is mutual. You see, I can respect a guy who wants to hold on to a championship, but he's only had one title defense. Is that correct?
So far, he's only had one title defense, but he won the title
Hold on, Let me tell you something. I've had multiple title defenses. So this kid, I don't know who he thinks he is, but he's stepping on the wrong toes.
Oh, I amazing. Dexter Roswell, he started out the year as the NGW Tag Team Championship with Logan Ridge. So this isn't his first time, and he had multiple successful title defenses holding the NGW Tag Team Championship. And he, like yourself, has been champion in multiple different companies.
I don't discredit the guy. Hell, I hardly even know the guy. Yeah, we've been in locker rooms, but has he once come up to me and shake my hand? No. So the feeling is mutual. Like I said, there's already tension from my end. So Dexter, we'll see what you got.
Hey, I wanted to bring it around real quick too. As I said, you have wrestled in multiple countries. You wrestled a 3-week tour in Mexico. Is that correct?
Yes.
So when you were in Mexico, were you training and observing the Lucha Libre style?
Yeah, I trained. I would say we wrestled 15 days the whole time I was there. The whole time, 3 weeks, I wrestled 15 days in 15 different cities. So we did plenty of training.
My goodness. Scott, do you have any questions for Mr. Myers?
I mean, your accomplishments speak for themselves. I mean, you've been all around the world. I mean, and now you're getting to step foot in NGW, and you're looking to make a statement going after Dexter Roswell, claiming that heavyweight title. I mean, Halbert said he was going to bring somebody in. I mean, it seems like you are well-traveled, and you've got a lot of accomplishments. I mean, you're looking to make a statement in NGW.
Well, let me tell you, Ringside Rivalries reached out to me. And they told me that this guy, Halbert, had a good proposition for me. You know, a lot of money. So I couldn't turn it down. But then he told me I was also going to be in a championship match. Well, that's double the fun. So I'm going to come take this money and take this kid's championship. And then I'm going to walk on and go to the next show, the next town, and do what I do best.
I mean, that's bold statement, to say the least. I mean, like I said, you are a very well-traveled competitor. You've wrestled in AEW on national television and it was actually the first mixed tag team match ever on AEW Dark. Is that correct?
That is correct. The first ever.
Yep. And you went against Ortiz, who was teaming with Ruby Soho. And I'm sorry, who is your partner? And we've got Got a nice shot of you here actually going against Ortiz. And unfortunately, that night you did not prevail. But I'm sure that you stepped away learning something. Oh, maybe a little bit of a glitch here. Looks like we lost Mickey there for a moment. Technical difficulties. Yeah. Live shows, you can't.
I know.
But no,
we can blame Halbert for that one.
Yeah, I mean, I am. No matter, I am stoked for this match.
I mean, this has turned out to be one of our best shows. I mean, I know it's the first show of the year, but I mean, the card, the matches that have already been announced. I mean, that's only the matches that have been announced. Every week we come on, we have a new match. So,
all right, it looks like we have the difficulty sorted out, Mr. Midas. Sorry about the difficulty, sir.
That's all right.
But anyway, I was asking, you didn't prevail in your match at AEW, but I'm certain that you walked away from the ring learning something.
Oh, yeah. I learned to work in front of a big crowd. No nerves. Of course, I'm Mickey Midas. But I did teach Ortiz a lesson that night. And then Ruby Soho, she got lucky. They both got lucky. But let me tell you one thing. That's not the last time you'll see me in AEW.
Oh, it's not.
That's right. I can't disclose anything, but just know that's not the last time.
Oh, outstanding. I mean, that's got me excited for not only your next match in NGW, but for all your future matches as well. I mean, you are a talent to keep an eye on, without a doubt.
I appreciate that.
And you've also, not only wrestled in Mexico, but you've wrestled in the United Kingdom as well.
Yes, I wrestled for CWE and then PCW as well.
And how long were you, was that another tour around the United Kingdom?
I was there for about a week. So it was about a week tour.
Man, and I know that when you're traveling internationally, in Mexico, predominantly Lucha Libre style, and there's also its own unique style in England as well.
Yes, very hard-hitting, not so much fast-paced as like in Mexico, but very hard-hitting.
Man, I you have advantages going into this match that I dare say that Dexter, as far as I know, is not as well traveled as yourself.
I mean, obviously, I haven't seen the kid anywhere. Does he just wrestle at this one show? Oh, that's right. You've said he's wrestled, held championships other places, never seen the kid. We'll see what he's got on January 28th.
I'm absolutely stoked for January. It's January 18th, Muskota, Illinois, and it is just, like I said, you are going to be his second title defense. And his last is just absolutely pulled out the stops.
I mean, as I'm concerned, I'm going to be his last, because I know as soon as I get in the ring with him, he's going to chicken out.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, he has done a landslide kick, his finishing maneuver off of the top rope.
That's supposed to impress me.
I mean, C.W. Graves was his first opponent, and C.W. Graves is a monster. He is huge. He is scary. Not the scariest guy, I don't think, but he is.
But he's no Mickey Midas.
He's something else. No, he's an absolute powerhouse, is one of the best ways to describe him. Don't you think so, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, he is. I mean, but like I said, you got the experience behind you, well-traveled. I mean, that could be the downfall of Dexter. I mean, we'll have to see on January 18th.
We'll see. January 18th. I'm going to run circles around that kid.
I mean, here's a nice shot of you with Queen Amanita making your AEW mixed tag team debut. And that right there on your face, that's confidence. Was that your first televised match?
That was. That was in 2022. I've worked for AEW 5 times since, and I will be again soon. I just recently worked for GCW. So that's one of the biggest promotions in the world right now.
Yep. I mean, here we have a wonderful shot of you in GCW. Is this from your GCW debut here?
That is.
Man. And again, just absolute confidence on your face. Seems like no matter where you go, you just walk in with the absolute confidence and attitude that I'm just here to own the place.
That's right. That's what I do. I own it every time I'm in the ring. Whoever it is, it doesn't matter if they're a midget, a monster, doesn't matter if it's C.W. Graves, doesn't matter if it's Dexter Roswell, put me with the best because I am the best.
Got Jonathan in the chat here looking forward to that show. Can't wait to see you in action, Mickey. I have to agree with that. I can't wait either. I mean, now, Grant, I did see you wrestle at Ignite Wrestling a few weeks ago, and you had a heck of a match there as well.
Yes, I did. I came up short, but that's because the other guy cheated. You see, he pulled my hair. You know, he poked me in the eye. He used all kinds of different tactics, but he walked away victorious. Point blank period, he cheated.
Out, Scott, I know that you were there that night.
I was there.
You've
seen it.
Working, you didn't referee. You watched that match. You feel that's an accurate description there from a referee's point of view?
I mean, Peyton did use a little tactic, but I mean, you know, it was a little bit of a, I don't know if it was technically cheating. I mean, but he did use some disadvantages against you. So there wasn't actually a fair fight, you know, towards the end.
Exactly.
Now we know that you were contacted by Jason Halbert to come in. And I'm not sure how much of a knowledge you have about Mr. Halbert's relationship with Dexter.
Oh, me and Halbert, we have talked. You see, Dexter stabbed Halbert in the back. And so now I'm coming in to do Halbert's dirty work. And that's that.
Now, Mr. Halbert, he likes to be ringside for his, let's say, investments. Do you expect him to maybe, you know, try to lend a helping hand a little bit more beyond the standard encouragement? Or are you just planning to come in and take care of things entirely on your own?
You see, I don't need no help. I'll handle things. I'll handle Dexter on my own.
Do you have a certain strategy when you come into a ring with an opponent you never faced before? Not just Dexter, but anywhere in general. I mean, do you watch the opponent? Do you watch like videos of them? Do you study their moveset?
I would be a fool not to study. I've studied every opponent that I've been in the ring with. That's why most of my matches I'm victorious in. That's why I'm the Destination 6 heavyweight champion right now, because I know those guys inside out.
We actually have your opponent, Dexter Roswell, on the chat right now. Mickey, you might want to get your story straight. Halbert and the New Deal forced my hand to break away. And we've got a conflicting side of the story. And I mean, I would lean towards Dexter's version of the story over Jason Halbert's. You know, I saw everything that kind of prevailed. You know, everything came beforehand.
You see, it doesn't matter what the story is. Halbert's got the money. So I'm the man for the job.
Now, it can't just be about the money. You have to be, I mean, like, you're well-traveled. You're coming in with your own agenda as well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But the only thing that concerns me is the championship. I'm walking away with the championship. Period.
It wouldn't be the first time that we've had somebody come in and on their debut, I said, walk away on the championships.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that Ignite show with him and Payton. You know, Payton's not a small guy. Payton's a big monster. No. And you went toe-to-toe with Payton. And, I mean, you held your own against him. I mean, Payton is no small task to get over. And, I mean, even though he got the victory, a little bit of tactics away. But, I mean, you held your own that match.
Most definitely. So if I can stand toe-to-toe with Peyton Ayers, who is Dexter Roswell? Let's be honest. Who is Dexter Roswell? Do you think he really stands a chance? You guys talk him up, but you guys should really be focused on me, the new champ, come January 18th.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like we've worked with Dexter. We see Dexter a lot. We have not seen you, so it's going to be different with seeing you in the NGW ring because we have not got to work with you.
And we have Dexter in the comments again. He thinks you're the man to get the job done, but Logan Ridge and CW Graves thought that too.
That's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine, Dexter.
Yeah, he's a
keyboard warrior.
An endless winter. Oh, he's a little bit more than a keyboard warrior. I will tell you that he is the current NGW heavyweight champion. And yes, this may only be his second title defense, but it's not his first title defense ever. I mean, he went against CW Graves, not only in his first title defense, but to actually win the championship in the first place.
Well, congratulations, buddy. I've done the same many other places, and I'll continue to do the same.
Scott, you questioned about steadying opponents and opponents that he's never faced before. But obviously, I mean, Mickey, with doing tours in two different countries, would have faced, especially when he was doing, you wrestled 15 days straight, you said, in Mexico?
Yes, 15 days straight.
Each day a new competitor?
Yep.
Every time.
Every day. I mean, that shows how I feel that you could adapt to styles quickly.
Most definitely. Put me in the ring with whoever. We'll make magic.
Dexter, meet me in the ring at Endless Winter and you'll see that I work out as champion and shake your hand after the match. That's
cute.
Just kind of who Dexter
cute.
Is. He's a upstanding competitor.
And that's cute. And that's respectable. But my accolades speak for themselves.
I don't disagree with that at all.
We'll have to see. If Dexter wants to shake my hand, he'll have to beat me and retain that championship. And we'll see if he gets his handshake.
I mean, now, Dexter is actually the head trainer at Ignite Pro Wrestling. So he himself is familiar with multiple different wrestling styles, but he is also very well-rounded in the basics. And he's also a very well-rounded ring technician as well. Having said that, as we said before we brought you on, you attended a seminar hosted by probably one of the best ring technicians in the history of the business, Bret Hart.
That's right. That's right. I've trained with the best. I've learned from the best. So what does Dexter have to offer me?
And you also attended, like I said, classes with Ricky Morton. Did you seek them out?
I did. I went to Tennessee twice. I've done two seminars with Ricky Morton. So he's a good guy. You know, he's a good mind to pick. And good guy to learn from.
How do you feel that, like, learning from masters of the craft, how do you feel that that molded you and made you into the challenger that you are today?
That's a really good question. I've taken every lesson, every bit of advice from guys like Tracy Smothers, Ricky Morton, QT Marshall, Bret Hart. I take it and I soak it in. I don't forget it. I take it and I use it in the ring. And that's exactly why I've been able to go where I've been able to go and do what I've been able to do.
Scott, do you have any questions right now for Mickey?
I mean, you're well prepared. I mean, coming in this match, I mean, you said it doesn't matter who's in the ring. You're gonna go in there and get what you need to get done. I mean, obviously, with all the legends that you have worked with and the skills that you have learned from them, I mean, obviously, there's a reason why you've been on AEW. There's a reason why you've been in GCW. There's a reason why you're traveling the world. It's because you're great at what you do in the ring. And I mean, now you're looking to make a statement in NGW.
I'm looking to make a statement everywhere I go. But yes, on January 18th, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a statement. And I'm going to prove Dexter wrong. Because he's all hype right now. But he won't be that way whenever he's standing across from me in the ring. He's going to be shaking in his boots.
I'm certain that Dexter respects everything that you've been through with your training and have been well-traveled. And yet, Dexter, you might be drinking Halbert's Kool-Aid, but I do respect you, Mickey, and the accolades you have achieved. But it won't matter on January 18th at Endless Winter. The one thing that is for certain is that the fans won't want to miss this match and to see me walk out as the new Genesis Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. See you there.
That's cute. He can talk all he wants, but talk is talk. Can he walk the walk? That's what I want to know.
In my opinion, he definitely has won the walk. He won the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
Well, he's our current champion. Let's dance. Dexter, I hope you're watching. I know you're watching. So study, and you're going to learn a good lesson on January 18th.
And we know that you are familiar with the Midwest. As you said, you've worked at GCW. Did they seek you out?
I actually went and I chased the opportunity. That's what I do. I go after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. I went to St. Louis that day. I helped set up the ring. And the night before, I tore down the ring after their show in Louisville. And then I seen they were going to be in St. Louis the next day. So I went up there. I tore down the ring. And I set it up. And I got me a spot on the card. That's what you do.
Yeah. Well, you're walking the walk, doing the work, showing out.
I've been doing this for 15 years. 15 years, and I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
Your accolades and work ethic are obviously what caught Jason Halbert's attention to bring you in.
It's because he knew I was the man for the job.
Now, have you ever, on your first night in a promotion, won a title?
I have. Speaking of Destination 6, the Ultra Gen 6 Championship, I won that on my first match, my debut match for Destination 6.
Man, that... So this whole walking in, first match, was it the first time you'd faced that opponent as well?
That's true.
I
hope you're listening, Dexter.
It almost seems like this is an old hat for you.
It's nothing new to me. Been doing this for years.
Man. Scott, I don't know about you, but everything that I'm hearing, it's like, everything Mickey says is like, now I'm just more and more excited for this match.
Because this is not the first time he's walked into a promotion and won gold. I mean, he's looking to do it again. I mean,
not the first, and it's not the last.
Yep.
And Scott, I proved that on January 18th.
You looking forward to ref this match, Scott?
I'm looking forward to being in the ring with these guys. And I mean, it's just going to be, I'm hoping Halbert doesn't, and Halbert tends to get involved in matches. I'm hoping he does not get involved in your match. I'm hoping you guys get a one-on-one match. And I'm just looking forward to you guys going at it and, you know, maybe the best man win.
I mean, it's giving me flashbacks to TNT just walking in and now, you know, and I mean, even more flashbacks because you were the ref during that match.
Yeah.
And you know the old saying, history repeats itself.
Yeah. I mean, but there's also, I'm not sure if you knew this or not, Mickey, but did Jason explain that there's another element possibly to this match and that we have a thing, it's a contract that's currently held by one of our talent, Playboy Double H, the right to fight contract, and he can cash it in to challenge for the heavyweight championship at any opportunity. So there's the possibility that you're not going to be facing Jess Dexter because Playboy could cash this in and make it a three-way.
The more the merrier.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he could cash it in after the match is over with. He can come right after that title. I mean, if you were able to get the heavyweight title from Dexter Roswell, he can come right in the ring and challenge you right after that match. I mean,
he could waltz out. Well, both competitors are down on the mat. Waltz right in, cash it in with you, Scott, and just walk over and pin somebody.
Yep.
Have you been in that type of predicament before?
I have not. I can truly say I have not.
Man,
anytime anyone steps in the ring with me, it doesn't matter if I wrestle a 30-minute match and have to fight someone else. It's not going to be a walk in the park. Just be aware.
Have you wrestled in a Rumble style match?
I have. I've won Rumbles.
Okay. You've won Rumbles. So you're familiar with the concept of having to battle a fresh man when you've been in the ring for a while.
Most definitely.
Man, I mean, at this point, I'm having a hard time trying to find something you haven't done.
I know. I mean, it's you know, it's him taking on unknown opponents. He's done that. He's been international, traveled. He's won titles his first night. I mean, yeah, I don't know if we can find something that this guy hasn't done. I mean, he seems like he's accomplished a lot. I mean, how long have you been doing it? You said 15 years?
15 years.
Yes.
Oh,
this is shaping up to be a great match. Yeah.
And now your boy is sponsored by Ringside Rivalries.
Yep.
So it's only up from here.
Yep.
Ringside and if you haven't checked out Ringside Rivalries, you should, because there's big things coming in 2025.
Yeah, they are wonderful.
Ringside Rivalries are awesome. They go out and support a lot of promotions. They support wrestlers. You know, they have
phenomenal
a lot
exclusive interviews.
Yes.
And speaking of international, I looked on Facebook the other day. I seen something about Ringside Rivalries partnering with Pakistan. So your boy might be going to Pakistan pretty soon to knock off another country.
That would make, well, if you count the United States, four countries.
Yep.
That is, and that would be even, even more of an accomplishment.
I mean, especially if you would go to Pakistan as the NGW heavyweight champion. That could be a possibility.
That could be. I mean, proudly carry that title across the borders.
Most definitely.
Have you done that before?
I've actually won titles across the borders. I've won the heavyweight championship in England, and then I won the Nexo, the DTU Nexo Tag Team Championships in Mexico.
My goodness.
Wow. I mean, I am impressed with Halbert's pick for this title match. I mean, he said he was gonna find the best of the best, and I mean, he seemed to find it. I mean,
he promised to make me flabbergasted. And I have to say, he has definitely done that.
I'm the man with the Midas touch. Everything I touch turns to gold.
I ringside arrivals in the chat. We got you, Mickey. I mean, that is. So, how would you describe your in-ring style? Is it an amalgamation of everything that you've learned, or do you have a particular set that you tend to try and stick with?
You see, I don't like to be put in a category as far as wrestling. I don't have styles. I have multiple styles. I don't just have one style. I have multiple styles. I'm a great technician. I'm good at submissions. We all know I'm a great high flyer.
Yes.
I mean, what else is there to prove?
I mean, it seems like with that, I mean, you kind of turn it to chameleon. You kind of adapt your styles to your opponents that are in the ring. If it's a big guy, the little guy, if it's, you know, whatever, you adapt to their style to counter them.
I like that. And I'm going to use that. I am now the chameleon of pro wrestling.
Yep.
Wow. I do have an opportunity for you tonight. And that opportunity is to see if you can actually prove yourself to be at Dexter's level before you even step in the ring with him.
I know I'm above this guy's level. Far above this guy's level.
I mean, he's
but that's okay. That's okay. I respect it.
I mean,
go ahead. What's your question?
We've got a segment here on a show we call Shock Therapy. Now, how this works is I ask you three questions. You get two out of the three questions right, you actually win a prize for one of our viewers. Now, for our first episode of High Voltage, Dexter was our guest, and he got all three questions right. So you have the opportunity, before you even step in the ring with him, to show that you're on the same level as he is. And you're actually going to be playing for Jonathan Moffitt. If you get two out of three questions right, Jonathan Moffitt will win a signed poster from NGW Endless Winner. So, you down for this challenge?
I'm down.
All right, let's get started. First question. What is King Midas best known for in Greek mythology? A, his wisdom and fairness. B, his golden touch. C, his military conquests. Or D, his vast kingdom.
I'm going to go with B, his golden touch.
And that is right. I mean, you even said it yourself earlier. You are the man with the golden touch.
That's right.
And given your string of accomplishments, I don't doubt that at all. All right. One down. Two to go. Question two. 1981 Midas is the name of what kind of celestial body? A, a star. B, an asteroid. C, a moon of Jupiter. Or D, a comet.
I'm going to say A, a star.
A, a star? Final answer?
I'll change it to C.
To C? Unfortunately, it was B, an asteroid.
Well,
you still got one more chance to win.
All right, Mr. Moffitt, here we go.
In which video game does the character Midas appear as the leader of the agency? A, Call of Duty. B, Fortnite. C, Apex Legends. Or D, Assassin's Creed.
I honestly don't know, so I'm going to take a wild guess. Hope I'm right, Mr. Moffitt. I'm going to say D.
D, do you want to try a phone a friend?
Let's phone a friend.
Does anybody in our comment section want to provide Mr. Midas with a hint of what the answer may be? Scott, do you have an idea?
I don't play very many video games, so I have no clue on this one.
Same here.
So, I don't know. I know one video game that I know. I mean, it's an online game that people play a lot. So, I mean.
What's that, Scott?
Well, looks like Ringside Rivalries was going to say what I was going to say. So,
let's go with B. Let's go with B. I got to go with Ringside Rivalries. Let's
go with Ringside Rivalries.
I mean, they seem to know their stuff.
I mean, yeah.
Nope, they got it. Yeah.
B Fortnite. Outstanding.
All right. You can't go wrong with Ringside Rivalries.
Nope.
No, you cannot. So, you got 2 out of 3 right. You didn't do as good as Dexter. Came up a little bit short in this. Dexter got all 3 right, but you still won for Jonathan Moffitt. Jonathan, congratulations. We'll be in contact with you to find out how you'd like to receive your poster. So, I say you came up a little short here. Does this make you a little worried about what may be coming on the 18th?
I don't play games, so I'm not going to play games with you whenever I say this. It does not make me nervous, whatever. Whatsoever, it does not make me nervous.
Yeah. I will say that, you know, knowledge on random subjects can't really compete against knowledge inside the ring.
We'll see. We'll see what he has. We'll see if he has the smarts to outsmart me.
So, Scott, how are you feeling? Do you have any questions for Mr. Midas?
I mean, after listening to all your accomplishments and all that stuff, I'm just excited for this match. I mean, I think it's going to be a great match. You know, seems like you're bringing everything you got to this match. I mean, seems like you're
bringing 110%.
Yeah. And now it seems like Dexter's, you know, you guys are going to bring everything you got in this match. So, I mean, I can't wait till this match happens.
We've got the politician versus the man with the golden touch.
Yeah.
Or what was it? The chameleon of wrestling?
Yeah.
The chameleon of wrestling. But I'm not really into politics.
Well, Dexter has the platform of making wrestling great again. And so far, he's delivered on that, in my opinion.
I mean, we'll have to see on the 18th.
Now, you've accomplished a lot in your in-ring career. Do you have any future goals?
I have many goals. As of right now, one of my goals is to make it to WWE. Another one of my goals is to go to Japan. I would love to work in Japan. I would love to work in Canada, Pakistan, anywhere I can. Italy, Australia. I really want to take my work and my art more international.
You've already been to a couple countries. I mean, Japan, I can't argue with you there. That'd be a great country to visit and compete in. Some wonderful talent in Japan. I mean, any other more immediate goals outside of the NGW Heavyweight Championship?
I would like to wrestle for GCW again. I feel like I did a good job on my first match there. I would like to wrestle. Of course, I've already said I'm going to be wrestling for AEW, but I can't disclose when. And then, I mean, the sky's the limit, man. If I could make it to WWE, that's a childhood dream come true. And I have the confidence in myself, and I believe that I can make it there.
I mean, I feel the confidence off of you. We saw it in those photos of when you made your AEW debut, when you made your GCW debut. And I'm entirely certain that when you walk through that curtain on the 18th, that what we're going to be seeing there is just a man with the utmost confidence. Now, do you have any other shows before you're going to be catching us at NGW?
I can't really disclose that information.
Oh.
Okay. But it's a big show, I can say that.
Okay.
Big. Oh, my goodness.
Well, is there anything you could disclose of where fans can catch you that you can say?
Yes. This Saturday, I'll be in Jeffersonville, Indiana, at the arena for TCW. You can catch me there. And then next Saturday, I'll be in Evansville, Indiana for WHO Wrestling, Wrestlers Helping Others.
Yep, and that's where you're currently the United States champion.
Yes.
Are you going to be defending that championship?
Yes, I am, in a submission match against Anthony Goad.
Oh, my.
So, again, many styles.
Yeah, that's... You're going to be defending a championship and then challenging for another one. Is that kind of like your career right now is just championship, championship, championship?
I just like to add them to my collection.
And I bet you look stunning wearing them too. Oh. Scott, did you have any?
Not really. I mean, I'm just now. I really can't wait to the 18th.
Oh, neither can I. I mean,
this is.
I see. Dexter hasn't been on very much. He hasn't commented lately. I guess he went to bed.
Yeah. I mean, we've got your Facebook page. Link to your Facebook page here in the chat that the fans can go and check out. Do you have any other social medias you'd like to point fans towards?
Yes. They can check out my Instagram, Mickey_Midas92.
All right. Let me grab that link there real quick and put that in the chat. But oh, I know I've said it a few times already, but I am just absolutely excited for this match.
Yeah,
it's like the only one who shouldn't be excited is Dexter.
It's a month away, but I'm like, why can't it be this weekend? But
I know.
Oh,
yeah, and Scott,
I'm sure you're excited to referee it.
I am, because I've only got to see him one time in the ring, and that was a show that I was actually sitting in the audience and watching, so now it'll actually be nice to be in the ring with you guys in the ring for that title.
And you better call it down the middle.
I always call it right down the middle.
I mean, you call it down the middle as best as you can see it.
Hey, yeah, as best I can see it.
No funny business.
Okay. I'll try to keep the funny business out, you know, make sure to keep it a clean fight.
I mean, Scott, you do call everything right down the middle as best as you can see it.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, you're a referee that I'm not worried about shenanigans on your part.
No. Now, Halbert on the other. Now, Halbert being out there, you got to watch him, you know.
I mean, I don't think Mickey will need any help at all.
I don't think he'll need help, but right. I think, you know, Halbert, he wants to inject his help whether you want it or not.
This is true. I mean,
he did cost many people matches by interjecting his help when they have not asked for it.
He has done that, yes. I mean, as we said, he likes to be ringside when his investments are out. Do you intend to, I mean, might be a little bit early to say, but do you intend to let him be ringside for you? Because as Scott says, he does have the habit of trying to assist his investments.
It doesn't matter to me. He can be ringside or he can stay in the back. The only thing I know is I'm winning the match.
I mean, that right there, that the confidence is just radiating.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an in-ring competitor. Scott, you're a referee. So I can't judge how Dexter should be feeling right now. But part of me thinks that if I was Dexter, I would be concerned about the confidence of Mickey and his accomplishments, which Dexter himself congratulated you on. I mean, I would imagine that Dexter is probably going to be watching many of the matches that are up on YouTube.
And I advise him to do that because he's going to need all of my information.
I mean, I watched a few of the matches in preparation for this. And one thing that I will say is that each match that I watched, whether it be on YouTube or when you were in the ring at Ignite Pro Wrestling, each one, I couldn't tell what you were about to do next. Because you don't see, you don't seem to have, as you said, a specified moveset. You just adapt to everything that's coming.
Well, that's what I called him, a chameleon of wrestling.
Yes. Because
he adapts to whatever his opponent is. I mean, whatever, who he's taking on the ring, he, whether it's a big guy or a little guy, he adapts to whatever he needs to pull off the victory.
That's right. And just so you know, next year I'm walking into 2025 with no hesitation. So, Dexter, I'm putting you on notice. I hope you're watching because I'm coming for your championship.
I can't wait.
I'm thinking about this match, but I'm also thinking about what Playboy said last week. You know, he does have that right to fight, and he said 2025 is the year of PYT. I mean, he has that contract where he can cash in anytime he wants.
Yeah, I mean that adds a whole new element to it too, but
exactly. I mean,
but Mickey himself, you know, he said he adapts.
Yep.
He's won a Rumble.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dexter's won a Rumble too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stacking you two up. I'm going to see if we can do maybe on the Facebook, on the NGW Facebook page a little bit later. One of those tales of the tape would be astounding for this matchup.
Yes.
Just so that way everybody can see how both of you stack up in your accomplishments. And because both of you are very well accomplished. Both of you fantastic in-ring competitors. Both of you, I just can't wait. It's going to be something to truly behold. I really do feel that.
I mean,
right. If the fans are missing out on the 18th, you know, that's their loss. They should come to this show because I'm going to put on a spectacle.
Yeah, most definitely. I can't say it any better myself. I mean, everybody. NGW.ticketleap.com. You can go online and get your tickets now. I wouldn't want to miss this at all.
Yeah.
Scott, you're looking forward to it. Mickey, you're looking forward to walking out the new NGW heavyweight champion, being a true belt collector.
I mean business. I hope Dexter does too.
And then Then say you win, you're the NGW Heavyweight Championship. That happens. We're definitely going to see you again and again.
Most definitely.
I mean, I'm torn now, Scott, because Dexter, wonderful heavyweight champion, Mickey, world travel competitor, absolutely stunning accomplishments. I mean, I'm certain that we would see you again, even if you don't win.
That's not a possibility, but I'll let you think that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you do win, then we would be looking forward to many title defenses, I would imagine.
Most definitely. From Mickey Mice. Bring me the best.
Man, you know, Scott, I know you try, you, as a referee, you're supposed to be impartial, but
yeah,
you lean one way or another right now.
I'm trying not to. I mean, I got to call it straight down the middle. I can't go for anybody. I mean, I know they're going to bring everything they got for this match. And I mean, I'm just looking forward to whatever this match comes out of. I mean, I'm going to call it straight down the middle. I mean, maybe the best man win.
And I'll make sure when I win that night, I have Dexter carry my bags out to my car for me.
Oh. Well, before you do that, you got to make sure you hit a good pose for me. Do you have a good championship pose? There we go. Yeah. But, Mr. Mias, I want to thank you very much for joining us here tonight. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I can't wait to see you in action on the 18th.
I appreciate you guys having me. Now I got to get off here. I got more important things to do.
All right. You have a good night, Mr. Midas.
Well, I mean.
Wow, Scott.
Yeah, I know. I hate that I have to give Halbert credit for that one. But, I mean, he pulled
credit
it off.
Credit
where
credit
one.
Is due, Scott.
I mean, I have to. I mean, he pulled everything out for this match. I mean,
we have to know at this point that Jason Halbert is absolutely looking to punish Dexter. So, and he's tried, you know, he tried C.W. Graves twice, and now he's bringing in Mickey Mitis, and like,
yeah, I mean,
this is going to be quite the challenge for Dexter, without a doubt.
Oh yeah, it seemed like without he opened a doubt, up
this
his,
is
seemed like he opened up his checkbook for this one. I mean, it's hey, maybe we can get a raise out of this one since he's got that big old checkbook. I mean, since he hasn't been on his show, this is episode 3.
This is episode 3,
and he has not joined us on this show. I mean, he is co-CEO, but you know, he's got more important things to do.
The first thing he did was send us a video titled "Play This, You Idiots," in which he said if we didn't do a good job, we were fired.
Well, we're episode 3. We haven't been fired yet, you know.
Yeah, I think we're doing good so far. But
I mean, you know, hopefully one of these times we'll get Halbert on here, and then maybe, you know, maybe we'll get fired then. I don't know. I mean, I don't see that happening, but you know.
No, but January 18th, Muskoka, Illinois, endless winner, Mickey Mice versus Dexter Roswell. I can't wait.
Yeah.
After that discussion, oh my goodness. And we also, Chaotic Championship match, Dirk Hothar versus C.W. Graves. C.W., as we said, you know, his last couple matches, he's been up against Dexter. He hasn't won those last two matches, but he's defending the Chaotic Championship.
And he won that Chaotic Championship by beating Sid Holland, which was undefeated for over 2 years. So, I mean, C.W. Graves, I mean, he's a scary guy.
And the third announced championship match, NGW Tag Team Championship, the FAM versus TNT. That's 3 championship matches we've got on this show.
And that's all that's been announced. Every single week we come on, we have a new match. I mean, we're 1 month away from Endless Winter.
Yep.
And this has got to be,
Playboy Double H versus Ricky Cruz, as we said during the show. Playboy Double H, current right to fight contract holder.
Yep.
Ricky Cruz. Fans bring the weapon match. PYT is going to be locked up.
Yeah. I mean, it's this. Oh, we got it. We got one more match that was announced too.
Oh, that we do. As let me pull that image up here.
Yeah, because that was the other match.
Yeah, four title matches.
Yep.
As we will have TJ Kellis versus Tobias Storm for the Lightning Division Championship. Yep. So that's four. That is every single championship in NGW is going to be defended on this show.
I mean, we could make history. We could see all new champions. We could see all champions retain. We could, you know, it's like I said, endless winner, endless possibility for these matches. I mean, are we going to walk out with new champions? Are we going to have retaining champions? Are we going to, you know, all the titles are on the line.
Yeah. I'm certain we've got more matches to be announced. NGW is just kicking the year off, not holding anything back.
Yep, exactly. But,
oh.
Yeah, I know. Oh, this my is goodness. Just great, crazy.
You know, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, being a part of our chat. I also want to thank our wonderful sponsors once again.
Did you see
Ringside
that?
Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Nick's Home Decor. Needful Things Boutique. Bi-State Termite and Pest Control. And Laser Monkey Engraving.
And I just received news that next week we will be joined by co-CEO Phoenix. And she will be promised an announcement next week.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's breaking news right there.
Will we have both co-CEOs on the show next week?
I don't know. But Phoenix, you know, is going to be joining us next week. She promised an announcement. So hopefully we'll have both co-CEOs on the show, you know.
Oh, man, I can't. I just can't. It is going to be a great show.
Yes, I'm counting the days. I know everybody's counting. Everybody's counting the days till Christmas. I'm counting the days to endless. We're counting the days to endless winter. I'm just counting the days for that. I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to is endless winter on January 18th. Yeah. I'm counting the days down to that. I have a countdown sheet that I'm counting down each day. I'm like, all right, we are this many days from endless winter. I mean,
me too. I mean, each time we have one of these match announcements, I just see it and I go, okay, how is this play? I mean, because everything is just, there's just going to be so much going on. It's wonderful. Yeah.
And we are back in the Lou Civic Center in Muscoota, Illinois this time.
Yes, we are. Our wonderful host in Muscoota, Illinois, Lou Civic Center. Oh,
but yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, Scott, I think we've had a good week here.
Yep. And since we will not be on here till, what is it, after, it'll be after Christmas when we come on here next time.
Yes, it will.
So we want to thank everybody for joining us these past few weeks, and we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and we will be here next Thursday, the day after Christmas, with a very special episode.
Yep. Well, of course it'll be special. We're going to have our co-CEO Phoenix Quinn on.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why it's special, you know.
All right. But you have a good night, and thank you everyone for joining us.